Isaiah chapter 57. Take your Bibles, turn there. We're going to read verses 17 through 21, and then I'm going to jump to one other verse, and Isaiah chapter 57, verses 17 through 21. The Bible says, "For the iniquity of his covetousness was I wroth, and smote him. I hid me and was wroth, and he went on frowardly in the way of his heart. I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will lead him also and restore comforts unto him and to his mourners. I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace to him that is far off, and to him that is near, saith the Lord, I will heal him. But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt." And let's finish on verse 21 together. Ready? "There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked." I'll read one other verse to you back in Isaiah chapter 48, verse 22. The Bible says, "There is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked." And let's pray. Father, thank you for being our God. And Lord, tonight I'll address a few things that are happening in our country. A bit touchy, a bit sensitive, but Lord, you've never been one to shy away from it, nor I. I pray that you'd give us the minds, the ears, and the hearts of your people, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Let me start by saying this. Tonight, I'm preaching a sermon called America is Losing Peace. America is Losing Peace. I've approached this almost with some fear and trembling. I'm not trying to be political, though there are times a preacher must state truth, whether it's political or not, just so you know. You say, well, you shouldn't mix religion and politics. Look how many times Jesus had to preach to the politicians. Good night. God knows somebody needs to speak up and preach to the politicians all across this country. In recent months, America has been at a violent, cloudy time. We have had riots in Ferguson, Missouri. We've had virtual riots in the streets of New York City and people protesting all across in big cities of America. People have been hurt, killed, businesses have been looted and burned. Police cars have been burned, and police officers have been assaulted, all in the name of justice. Everybody doing okay? Okay, don't get mad now, because you'll kill somebody in a little while here. People are marching and chanting, "No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace." When they... Let me say it this way. They're saying justice is only justice when you agree with what I want you to have justice at. When your opinion disagrees with mine, it is not misjustice. Now, listen to me very carefully. None of the people marching in the streets of Missouri, New York City, Seattle, Atlanta, or any other city, Chicago, Cleveland, wherever else they're marching, have heard all the facts. By the way, you haven't either, and neither have I. Ferguson, Missouri, 12 people sat on a grand jury commission, listened to over 60 different testimonies, and those people, 12 people, decided it should not go to trial. That is called our justice system. Whether you agree with the outcome or not is not the issue. Everybody understand that? They heard over 60 different testimonies. They're the only people that have heard all of the facts. In New York City, 25 people sat on the grand jury commission, 25, heard all of the facts about the case of the man that was that died as a result of a police altercation there in New York City, and all of them agreed it should not go to trial. You say, well, I saw the video. Folks, and I want you to look at me for just a second. I saw the Rodney King videos when I was in Long Beach, California, and I was there. You saw 41 seconds of a 3.5-minute video. The fellow in New York City had been arrested 31 times previously. Everybody doing okay? The attending sergeant was a black lady police officer, and she testified for the police, not against. Now, this is where it's going to get a little touchy. I'm about to make some opinions about what I see, and I'm not afraid of it. But America is on the verge of major conflict and civil war. We're there. I'm not a racist in any way. Check my record. Check it out. You can ask my wife. She and I have been married 25 and a half years. I've known her over 27 years. I have preached to more different races of people, and especially black folk, than probably 99% of the preachers in America alive today. When I was in Charleston, South Carolina, I had two youth departments. We had what we called our regular youth department. Then we had our, Charleston is very, amen, Brother Mrs. Hawkins, it is very racially divided. And we ran five different routes on Sunday afternoons, and I had a black teen department on Sunday afternoons. I started with about 30 teenagers, dropped it to 20 because I got rid of all the troublemakers. When I left, I had high days of over 200 and 250 teenagers and adults in my preaching service just with that. In 4 years, my black teenagers on Sunday afternoons, when we had big days, would walk their friends down the aisle, win their friends to the Lord, and get them baptized that day. And it was my black teenagers that did it. Now, check it out. My wife will tell you, I used to, about twice a year, take my regular teen soul winning into some of those areas because it was a little too rough to do it on a regular basis. I wouldn't knock on any doors. I would walk down the middle of the road watching groups of teenagers as they would go soul winning, and people would run out to the street that knew me from preaching, bring their family members to the street, and I would win them to the Lord on the street as they brought them to me. Now, I don't care what color people's skin is. Red and yellow, black, white, green, purple, or whatever it is, I don't give a rip. Yes, sir. There is no color of a person's soul. That's right. Not at all. Yes, now, listen to me very carefully. I am not a racist in any way. Human beings are human beings, and I don't care what color they are. But let me make this statement. This may be one of the most important statements that's not made in America today. Not every black person is a direct descendant of slavery. Just because your skin is darker than somebody else's does not mean you're a product of slavery. Folks, we haven't had slavery in America for over 150 years. You are not a direct descendant of slavery. Everybody doing okay? As a matter of fact, there is not a human being alive today directly affected by slavery in America. Not one. Let me use some history to teach you something that has been untaught, mistaught, and misdirected by our public schools for about 80 years now. If you look at the geography of Africa, you have North Africa, Central Africa, and South Africa. Today, it is set up that North Africa is almost entirely Muslim. Central Africa is virtually all of what we would call black African people. South Africa is majorly, mostly what we would consider white. Now, it's not totally true 100% across the board. But if you look at a map of Africa and you understand the African continent, it is basically Muslims, the blacks, and the whites divided up that way in the entire continent. Everybody with me so far? Okay, now listen to this. Do you know who sold the black people into slavery about 250 years ago? It was not the white people. And it was not the black people. It was the Muslims. The Muslims sold all of the black folks they could out of North Africa. That's where they were shipped out all over the world. They went in and either bought out the tribal leaders and paid the tribal leaders when they would convert to Islam. They would give them money, or they would kill the tribal leader if they wouldn't sell them. And that is how the Muslims took over North Africa. You go do your history research and you'll find out what you just heard is the truth. Everybody doing okay so far? Now, hang on. I realize I just put a target on my back. It's okay. I've had a target there for a long time. And I know how to dodge bullets. No. You say, well, I'm black, so I'm a descendant of a slave. Do you know I have German ancestry, but that doesn't mean I'm a Nazi? My great-great-grandparents or great-great-great-great-grandparents came over from Germany. Guess what? That doesn't mean I'm a Nazi. Did you know that not every person that was a Nazi in Germany was an actual Nazi? They did it to stay alive. They condemned General Patton for making that statement, but General Patton was right. Everybody doing okay? All right, hang on here. I'm going somewhere with this. The riots and protests that we are seeing have nothing to do with justice. The riots and the marching have nothing to do with grand jury decisions. The justice system put all of this to the test, and the verdicts are the justice. The rioting, the looting, the anger, the burning is a, listen to this, it's a God-hating Muslim and communist attack and influence on America. I'm about to back up everything I just said, just so you know. And again, you can check out my facts. Do like they tried to do with the politicians. Fact check them. You know, that is the biggest waste of money in America, fact checking a politician. Anytime he moves his mouth, he's not telling the truth. Facts are cleared, amen? Now, listen to this statement. Did you know that during the Ferguson, Missouri riots, listen to this, we have captured the tweeting between the rioters and ISIS. ISIS was tweeting our rioters, and they were, by the way, you can look it up in Newsweek magazine. Ferguson coming as an Islamic state was a tweet. Ferguson, know that many of your forefathers were Muslim. ISIS will give you soldiers that don't sleep if you accept Islam and serve allegiance to ISIS. Hey, blacks, ISIS will save you. These are tweets from ISIS to the rioters in Ferguson, Missouri. By the way, that was put out by Newsweek, not a fundamental Baptist. That's about as far from fundamental Baptist as you get when it's Newsweek, amen? When you have militant Muslims and Islamists encouraging people to do what they did in the streets of America, that is not about justice. It is not about a jury decision. If you listened carefully, did you ever remember for about a week before the Ferguson jury trial came out how many people were being shipped into Missouri for the result? Most of the people that were rioting were not members of Ferguson, Missouri. They were shipped in, just like they were for the Rodney King riots 23, 24 years ago. Now, you're looking at a man and a lady over here that is my wife. We were there during the Rodney King riots. They burned buildings down 7 blocks from my house. You'll notice most of the buildings were either black owned or Asian owned. The attack on the Asians in their own buildings were people that, by the way, there's a lot of good, decent black people in Ferguson, Missouri. And they're appalled at what happened because it wasn't them and they're getting a bad name. These are people that were brought in. They're black Muslims that were shipped in. The black Communist Party shipped in a lot of people from all over the country to start this mess. Now, again, I'm going somewhere. Hang on. This is an action only using these verdicts as an excuse to push the Muslim and communist philosophies. In 1993, I was in Charleston, South Carolina as an assistant pastor. Brother and Mrs. Hawkins, about once a month, you'd see guys, black fellas, standing on the corner with white shirts and bow ties trying to sell papers. They were the Louis Farrakhan boys. Know what I'm talking about? I went up one day and I wanted to figure out what they were selling. I said, "Let me buy one of those." Said, "Can't, you're white." Said, "Excuse me?" "Yeah, you're one of those white racists." I said, "No, I'm a Baptist preacher." "Oh, you're one of those slave running whites." I said, "Excuse me?" He said, "Yeah, you're a slave runner." I gave him a gospel tract. He said, "You're that church that runs church buses, aren't you?" "Yeah." He said, "Those are just like slave ships. You're trying to brainwash the black people." I said, "Dude, I have two words for you. You're stupid." Man, did that attract a crowd. I said, "You want to call me a racist? I have money to purchase your paper and you won't sell it to me. You're the racist, not me." It took me 30 minutes to buy a paper, but I got one. Say why? Because I started preaching. They did it just to shut me up. They did take my money, but now, I'm not kidding. They accused me of being a slave runner because I put their black people on buses and took them to church and taught them the word of God. They called me the same as the slave masters that shipped people from Africa. I said, "You are so stupid." I said, "Don't you realize it was the Muslims that sold you all? It wasn't white people." And by the way, I'm not for enslaving anybody. Not at all. I am not for enslaving any human being on the face of this earth. I am against it. It was wrong. Everybody doing okay? Okay, now hang in there. In that paper, by the way, Brother Stoltz, why don't you look right here. 1993, correct?
Yes, sir.
That's big enough. You don't even have to put your glasses on. All right. Right there. Louis Farrakhan, 1993. Inside back page of the paper, it says the Muslim program, what the Muslims want. I am not going to read this entire thing. There are 2 points on this that I want you to hear. Point number 5, we want freedom for all believers of Islam now held in federal prisons. We want freedom for all black men and women now under death sentence in innumerable prisons in the North as well as the South. We want every black man and woman to have the freedom to accept or reject being separated from the slave master's children and establish a land of their own. We know that the above planned solution of black and white conflict is the best and the only answer for the problem between the two people. In other words, their demand is every black person in prison to be released, no matter what. By the way, they're the ones telling you that if you're black, you're a Muslim or an Islamist, and you are a descendant of slaves. Point six. We want an immediate end. This is 1993. We want an immediate end to police brutality and mob attacks against so-called Negroes throughout the United States. Sound familiar? We believe that the federal government should intercede. Boy, didn't they do that. To see that black men and women tried in white courts receive justice in accordance with laws of the land, or allow us to build a new nation for ourselves dedicated to justice, freedom, and liberty. That's 21 years ago, folks. You are now seeing the government intercede with Eric Holder going to both of these places. Do you realize that we sent more representatives from the White House to Ferguson, Missouri, and the funeral for that boy than we did to dignitaries in Great Britain? Last statement on the paper. I won't go into what they believe. Last statement right here, point 12. We believe that Allah, in parentheses, God, appeared in the person of Master W. Fard Muhammad, July 1930, the long-awaited Messiah of the Christians and the Mahdi of the Muslims. Here's the point. We believe further and lastly that Allah is God and beside him there is no God, and he will bring about a universal government of peace wherein we can all live in peace together. My Bible says, peace, peace, when there is no peace, saith my God to the wicked. Now, let me say again, I believe the majority of good, decent, hardworking black people are appalled at what they see. They're disgusted with it. They don't believe that garbage either. It's usually a small percentage that gives the whole group a bad name. By the way, I'm not for saying, well, that person's black, they're an Islamist, they're a Muslim, and we should hate them. That's not right either. You have no right to say that. None. They call us racist when in fact they are the racists. They say that if they get justice, then we can have peace. But their justice is they get what they want or there is no peace. Justice does not mean you get what you want. Everybody understand that? Okay, hang on. Wicked people do not want peace. The Islamists do not want peace. They need turmoil. They need conflict. They need people's passions stirred against God and right to propagate what they believe. Fact. Here we go. Ready? In America, in 2012, there were 123 black people killed by guns by police officers in the United States of America. Fact. In 2012, same year, there were 326 white people killed by guns by police officers in America. Three times as many white people killed by guns by police officers than there were black people. That's the facts. Look it up. It's not a targeting issue. It's a matter of the Muslims trying to stir up trouble to get their way propagated across America. Fact, 94% of all black people murdered are murdered by another black person. Fact. I'm just going to go ahead and say this. We abort about 1.3 to 1.6 million babies every year. And for 40 years, there's been over 45 million American citizens murdered by abortion. Here's the fact. 74% of that has been black. The biggest killer in America today to black people is Planned Parenthood. Not some police officers. Everybody doing okay? The biggest killers of black people in America today are other black people. Not white people, not Muslims. It's just flat out. We need... okay. This isn't what the press wants to report. You say, why? Because it's not part of their agenda. Did you know that in none of the recent big cases that have sparked, quote unquote, all of these protests, by the way, they're not protests, they're riots. But in both of these cases, the president or our federal government already accused this of being wrong before any of the facts were brought forward. We can go back to Trayvon Martin and Eric Holder did the same thing, including our president. Amazing how he can speak knowing what all the facts are without ever having the facts. How is it we know misjustice occurred when we did not hear all of the facts and all of the evidence? How is it that the majority of the witnesses in all three of the cases I just stated were black? Did you know that 50 of the 60 witnesses in Ferguson, Missouri were black folk? By the way, what makes it right to loot, destroy property, burn buildings, burn cars, shoot guns, and hurt police officers, and injure other people, all in the name of justice? This is not about justice. It's an aggressive, wicked agenda. And I'm probably not going to be real nice with this next statement. But your Muslim president has only accelerated things and promoted this, not slowed it down.
That's right.
We even now have Hillary, God help us, saying that we should be sympathetic with our enemy and learn to think like them so we don't respond so harshly to our enemy. Well, thank God Hillary didn't make decisions on December 7th, 1941, and we didn't need to think kindly about Japan when they bombed Pearl Harbor. Hillary needs to go home and bake cookies for Bill so he doesn't quit playing around. Justice does not mean you always agree. Justice does have a set of absolutes. Now listen to that statement. Justice has a set of absolutes. In the Muslim doctrine and in the Communist Manifesto, both of them begin, there are no absolutes. We must do away with absolutes because when we do away with absolutes, we do away with Christianity and God. See, they don't want justice, they want agreement with their agenda. Justice crosses all races, religions, and classes of people. It doesn't care what your last name or position is. Tonight, I want to give you a quick overview. I've got 11 minutes to give you an overview of what justice is. May I say this? America is at a precipice right now. Okay, for us rednecks, that's at a real bad spot. Okay? That means you're on the edge, about ready to fall off the edge of the cliff, amen? Hey, I paid thousands and thousands of dollars for a college education. I got to use some of those words every once in a while. Amen. Saw Brother Gus, precipice. What's that word? Kathy was going, shut up, shut up. No. Now, listen to me. Let me give you just a few statements here and we'll go to the house. Number one, only God has perfect justice. Only God has perfect justice. You say, why? Because all human beings are sinners. Did you know something? You're a sinner. Did you know something? I'm a sinner. You didn't have to amen that. I know it quite well. Huh. Do you know that all governments are destined to fail because they're led by sinful people? Because we're sinners, all of our justice will be tainted by sin. That's why our forefathers back in the 1700s set it up so that you had more than one person making the decision because the group had a better chance of having better justice. That's why the president isn't supposed to write law. He's supposed to enforce law. That's another sermon. Point number two. Justice only forms an opinion when it has all the facts. Justice only forms an opinion when it has all the facts. If you went to the Supreme Court of the United States of America, you'll notice they try a case, they're trying cases right now, and the results will be posted in June. They have 7 months to hear the cases. Listen to this, how it's worded. And they will write out their formal opinions after the cases. Do you know why they have to wait till it's over? Because they don't have all the facts to form an opinion. That's why it's called justice. Some of you are on one side or the other of every issue, and you've only heard what the press says. You don't have enough information provided to you to make a good decision. Justice won't report opinion until all the facts are in. The United States press is not just. I'm just being honest with you. I've been in enough battles with the press to know that. Brother Harry, I almost feel sorry for the mayor of New York City right now. He just got up and bashed all 3,500 or 13,000 police officers, however many there are in New York City, and says, we're going to put them all through sensitivity training. They need to learn how. I'm thinking, dude, you're stupid. That's your security detail. They're going to turn their back one of these days, and you're not going to have a back to turn. But listen to this statement. We want to put body cameras on police officers. We want to send police officers to sensitivity training. What's happened to us sending the criminals to obedience training? We'll send a dog to obedience school, but we won't send a criminal to obedience school. Why don't we put the criminals through the training instead of the police officers? Now, I'm just going to go out on a limb here. I respect somebody that has, in the last 4 weeks, come out vocally. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't like him as an athlete, but his name is Charles Barkley. I respect him. Say why? Because Charles Barkley spoke up and said, this is a bunch of hogwash. Now, he said a few other things I'm not allowed to say from behind this pulpit, but you can look it up and read it for yourself. Parents, screen it for your kids. But I respect him. He is sided with justice and not emotion. Number three, I got to hurry. Justice does not form an opinion or even a thought about things outside their area of authority. Brother Jimmy, do you know that I don't think about how you should discipline your kids if I see them do something wrong? Say why? Because those are your kids, not mine. That's not my area of authority. That's yours. I don't even think about it. Some of you waste so much energy. Boy, if I was that parent, I would. Oh, what are you even thinking about that for? You're not. So don't. Why waste your energy? You obviously have nothing to do, because I've got way too much to do to think about what somebody else should be doing right now. I really do. It's not my decision to raise your children. I had three of my own. I made that mistake three times. You suffer with the consequences of how many you have, all right? Now, wait a minute. I love my kids. Thank God one's married, one's working on it, and the other one's almost done with school. Amen? My wife said she's going to fail her, so she has to go through her senior year again. But anyway, now, wait a minute. Do you know I'm not supposed to rule outside my area of authority? Brother Mark, I don't come to your tire business and tell you how to run your business. I've been to where Brother Mark works, dozens of times. There's been a couple times he's come to me and said, "Preacher, what do you think about?" And he'll ask me a question. You know, Brother Mark, I couldn't tell you what one of those things are, because after we got done talking about it, I don't think about it again. Not one time. Say, why? That's his area of rule. It's not my area to rule. So I don't think about it. That's what justice does. You know, I don't go to Brother Evan and say, "Brother Barnes, I think at work you're doing this wrong. I think you ought to do this." Say, why? That's not my area. Now, he's an electrician and he plays with wires and they're colored and I'm colorblind. I don't tell him what to do with wires. Amen. I don't even touch those stupid things on the roll at Lowe's. I don't like electricity because it might be hot and I didn't know it. Amen. By the way, my wife and I, we've separated some areas in our marriage and in our homes. That doesn't mean we separate, but the inside of the house is hers. The outside's mine. She has certain responsibilities. I do. And I'm not afraid to help her with hers, but I've said this before. I don't care where she puts the furniture. She needs help moving it, I'll move it. She wants to put the couch right in front of the front door. She knows I'm tired when I get home and I need to sit down right away. That's fine. I'm not going to question her. She'll tell you. It's frustrating because I won't help her as far as telling her where to do things. Say why? Because that's her area. Just like she doesn't tell me when I got to mow the grass, or I got to plant this, or I got to plant that. That's my area. And I don't dabble in it. I may say, "Do you need help with anything?" And when my wife was teaching and things, we were all very, very, very busy. And I would jump in and say, "Okay, do you need help?" "Yeah, I really got to get the whole house clean today." "Okay, let me organize everybody." And it was up to hit. Let's go. And I had four of us working to help Mom. Amen. By the way, four of us, three kids and dad, was working. I'd take the bathrooms. I'd clean the commodes and the sinks and the showers and stuff. You say, "You did that?" "Yeah, I'm not afraid to clean the toilet." Say why? Because she was helping us with the finances of our family and she needed help. It's my turn to jump back in. I'm not going to sit there on my chair with my lemonade watching a football game while she's slaving over something if there's work to be done. And it was my job to help her. She helped me. Everybody doing all right? Yes, sir. Okay, hang on. That's justice. By the way, that's why employees aren't supposed to tell the bosses how to run the business. It's amazing. Sorry, Tony. Amazing how somebody can flip burgers at McDonald's can demand that the corporation makes too much money and they want higher wages to flip burgers. $15 an hour to flip a burger. Or push a button on a fryer, wait for it to beep and pull the fries back out. It's amazing how many people that have never run a hot dog stand know how to run a business, including the one in the White House. Number four, justice allows you to disagree as long as you do not infringe on someone else's freedom in doing so. Justice allows you to disagree as long as your disagreement does not infringe on somebody else's freedom. Rioting is wrong. I'm going to go so far as to say this. Blocking traffic with your protest is wrong. Do you know there were people that had medical emergencies that could not get to where they needed to go because people were expressing themselves? Do you know that there were business meetings and millions and millions and millions of dollars lost because the streets were blocked and people couldn't get to meetings? That is wrong. Brother Hiles used to say it this way, and I loved it. Your freedom to swing your arms ends at the end of my nose. You can swing your arms all you want, but the moment you touch my nose, you just lost your freedom to do that. Say why? Because you're infringing on my freedom at that point in time. I have no problem with people marching. Stay out of the streets and let business go as it's supposed to go. Burning, looting, and damaging people's property and hurting them is wrong because you are stealing their freedom. I don't care how much justice you demand, you're wrong for how you do it if that's how you're going about it. Boy, that's a good statement. Number five, I got to hurry. Justice means two witnesses does not mean you're guilty. It means you're destined to investigate. Yes, sir. Just because there's two witnesses doesn't mean somebody is guilty. It just means you have the right to investigate. Folks, I was a principal for about 15 years of my life. Do you know how many false witnesses there are? Did you ever come up on an accident? It's amazing how many people saw so many different things happen at an accident, and you're thinking, did you see the same accident I saw? I've seen accident reports, and the colors of the cars are different. Probably because I gave it. No. Hush. I saw Arlene back there. It was all over. You know, I'm going to go ahead and say this. A video alone does not prove anything. And by the way, the man that died in New York City was not put in a choke hold. Mayor Giuliani got it right when he said if he was in a choke hold, you would not have heard him say, I cannot breathe. Just so you know. Chokehold means you ain't getting nothing out, and you'll pass out from it. Okay? Two grand juries decided there was not enough evidence after dozens and dozens and dozens of witnesses. By the way, those witnesses were brought in on both sides of the issue. Two grand juries said there's not enough evidence to go any farther. That is justice. It's how America was set up. Just because two people said they saw or heard something is not enough to convict. Okay, I got to hurry. Number six. Justice means we do not take from those who have more and give to those who have less. The Robin Hood philosophy is wrong. This last week, America crossed the threshold of $18 trillion in debt. I'm going to explain something. We don't understand what $1 trillion is. That's a number that's well beyond our human comprehension. A trillion is a billion millions. Let me break it down even further. If you spent $1 million... every hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it would take you 411 years to spend $1 trillion. It would take you 411 years spending $1 million every hour on the hour, 24/7, take you 411 years to spend $1 trillion. Your president has taken you over $9 trillion in debt in 6 years. He is spending at the rate, listen to this, of $760 million every hour over what America has budgeted to spend. Three quarters of $1 billion every hour. he spends in debt. I hate to tell you something, that's not justice. Our country is unjust with its tax code. What would be justice for a tax code? Everybody pays the same percentage of tax. Get rid of the IRS. Boy, wouldn't that be nice. It's called a flat tax. It doesn't matter if you make $100 a year or you make $100 million a year. You put it at whatever rate you want. If you want it at 10%, okay. Make it like God. Pay the government 10%, pay God 10%, and you live on 80%, and we're all going to make more money. Quit believing the press and quit believing liberals when they say, well, these greedy corporate owners, these evil conservatives, they want to give tax break to these rich corporations. Listen to this statement. When you start hiking up corporate tax, guess who pays for it? You do. The consumer pays for it. When you start cutting corporate tax, prices start going down. It's plain and simple math. Well, they have too much money. Isn't this America? Who said they had too much money? Who made you God? Thomas Jefferson got it right. Any government big enough to give you everything you want is big enough to take everything you have away. Number 7, and I'm done. Justice means that the rules apply to all people, including the leaders. Justice means that the rules apply to all people, including the leaders. I made this statement in Sunday school this morning. Parents, did you know it's easier to enforce rules at home with your children as long as you obey those rules? Do you know that it's a whole lot easier for you to get your children to obey the rule if they see you obeying the rule? Do you know I taught my children not to speed by not speeding? I got my last traffic ticket on June 24th, 1989 on the way to my wedding. And I was not late, by the way. Been 25 and a half years since I've had a speeding ticket. I decided it was time to follow the speed limit, plain and simple. Say why? By the way, there's some dumb places with speed limits around here. There are some places, I don't know why they have the speed limit the way they have the speed limit. But I will tell you this, whether I like it or not, I still follow it. Say why? Because that's what justice does. You know, it's amazing to me. The government needs to obey the rules and not expect us to obey rules that they don't follow. By the way, especially the president. Did you know there were times I went to my children and apologized because I broke a rule that I expected them to keep and I would apologize to them for breaking the rule? Do you know as your pastor, I'm supposed to follow the same rules you follow? By the way, if you have people that work under you, did you know you're supposed to follow the same rules they follow? Everybody doing all right? Man, I'm having fun right now. I'm not sure everybody else is, but I'm having fun. Do you know, in a marriage, husbands and wives should follow the same rules? That's how a marriage works. You know, I don't expect my wife to do more than I do. I really don't. Did I say something wrong? Okay. Did you know that as a parent, by the way, you'll gain respect of people that work under you if they know you keep the rules. Did you ever work for somebody and your boss didn't keep any of the rules? He's a hard person to work for, isn't he? Huh. No wonder your kids have a problem following you. By the way, I'm not above that book either. My name's not El Papa. I don't have a $500,000 grapefruit on my head claiming to be God. I don't have a ring that you're going to kiss my toe or whatever else. Keep your cotton picking lips off me, amen? Unless you're my wife. Folks, the Pope is not going to speak ex cathedra, which means in the place of God. He has no right to absolve sin. He can't. He's a sinner just like you. No priest can absolve your sin. You know why? Because he's a sinner too. See, I'm not above that book. I'm a sinner just like you. I do my best to live in that book and help bring that book to you. I walk with you to find out what your needs are. I walk with God to find the answers and bring them back to you. That's my job. I don't do it as well as I'd like to, but I'm working at it. America has lost her peace. America is in turmoil. And my Bible says, God's words say, those that follow justice will have peace, but peace when there is no peace, saith my God to the wicked. Listen to this statement, no justice, no peace. And there is no peace. They're not satisfied with justice. And there is no peace for the wicked. You know, those of you that believe in justice have no problem with what took place. Say why? Because you believe in the justice system. You might not even agree with it all. But you don't have enough facts to know what the whole truth is anyway. And we have no problem with it. But you have a group of people in our world that are trying to take over. By the way, we are nearing the end days. We're getting there. We're getting there. It's all Bible. It's all right there. This is not a black-white issue. This is an anti-God issue. This is a Muslim communist God-hating generation attacking the justice and the Christianity of our justice. That's why there is no peace. And they're not going to let it settle. So what do? Glad you asked. We go out and tell everybody we can about the gospel of Jesus Christ, how they don't have to die and go to hell someday. And we win them to the Lord, get them involved in church, and get them out there telling other people about Christ, do our best to save this nation as long as we can. That's your only recourse. It really is. And the longer you don't do it, the more you're adding to the misjustice. They don't know any better. They got to have the truth. They're believing the lie. The Bible says in the end days they'll believe lies and strong delusion. Well, America is delusional, that's for sure. We believe the lies. Well, the press said it, so it must be true. Look how many times Lou Scully's lied to you and you still watch him. That booger will tell you it's going to be sunshiny and 50 degrees and it's raining and 35 degrees outside. He's telling you it's going to be sunshine and it's raining right then while he's saying it. You believe whatever you see. Folks, it's our job to tell folks about Jesus Christ. Get the truth out. I am not on a bashing against anybody. I needed to bring you up to speed with where America is at. We're facing it. I hate to say this. My sermons are put online. I face persecution for what I just preached tonight. I don't have any doubt about it, but I don't care. Truth is truth. They're not going to shut me up. You might have to bail me out of jail one day, but I'm still going to preach the truth. And I'm taking my Bible with me to jail. Whether they let me take that one in or not, I've got over 2,000 verses committed to memory, and I can quote verses for an awfully long time. They're going to get sick and tired of a Baptist preacher in jail, amen? We might not have an earthquake, but they're going to get me out of there as quick as they can, I'll promise you. Because I can go and go and go and go. I'll have that place turned upside down, inside out, in every which way, preaching the gospel. They're either going to be happy or madder and all get out at me, but they're going to be behind bars and can't get me anyway. Yeah. Folks, it's our job to take the gospel out there. It's the only hope America has right now. One statement our president has made that unfortunately I agree with. America is ceasing to become a Christian nation. And you're watching the effect of it right now. You're seeing its effects. You're seeing its effects. If I went down to the local Planned Parenthood and stood outside the door and started preaching to people, they would lock me up and throw me in jail. But Planned Parenthood could march in front of our church property against us being against abortion, and it's okay. Peace, peace, when there is no peace. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm done. We have a commission to go out and tell others about him. Who would say, preacher, if I die tonight, I am 100% sure. I know for sure I'm going to heaven when I die. Would you raise your hand? God bless you. You can put your hands down. Who would say, preacher, tonight if I died, I'm not 100% sure I'd go to heaven, but I'd like to know. Would you raise your hand? All right. I'm not trying to scare anybody. I don't think that we're in danger of... by the way, we're out of here before the end times get here, just so you know. The tribulation, we're out of here if you're saved. Got nothing to worry about. But maybe there's been a challenge in here for you to tell others about him. Wonder, is there one here tonight that say, preacher, that's me. I haven't been telling folks like I should, and after what I've heard tonight, it's time for me to get busy. Would you raise your hand? All right, there's hands going up everywhere. Thank you. Maybe you just need to learn how to pray for your country. Maybe we need to decide we're going to live right so we can be that light to this dark world.